This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Thursday, July 18th. All wheat trades both sides of unchanged in Wednesday's market. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat was mixed, so it really was the triple witching day that all three were just traded above and below the close from yesterday. Now, wheat is consolidating somewhat. Basically, wheat has been sympathetic to corn and soybeans. There's better weather in Russia and the Black Sea region. U.S. wheat is still not competitive with certainly European wheat, and so we have not gotten much business. We've been stuck in a range right now between $5 and $5.30. There's big support at the $5 mark, but overall, all the grains are really waiting for this heat wave to pass, and that USDA acreage report will be coming on August 12th. So we still have a lot more to be waiting for, and after that, maybe we can make some projections on what our yields are going to be.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down two at 505 and a quarter. September corn was down 0.75 at 435. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 620. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for July were down 4.5, ranging from 566 and 3/4 to 576 and 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for July were down 2.5, ranging from 602 and 3/4 to 607 and 3/4. Live cattle for August were down 10 cents at 108.07.5. August feeder cattle were down 47.5 cents at 140.32.5. And July class 3 milk was up 7 cents at 17.38.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine report.